This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Tevi Troy, who served as Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services for President George W. Bush. We want to get his insights on the back-and-forth debate over a national health care reform bill and also learn what sort of reform efforts were undertaken during the Bush years. And Mr. Troy, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot for having me.
I would imagine that you watched the president's speech on Wednesday night. He talked about a lot of things we've heard before, also elaborated on a few things that we haven't heard that much on, like a national health exchange. He says that's the best way to build up competition. He, of course, wants a government-run public option as part of that. What's your sense of a national health exchange? How would it likely be structured, and would that work well?
Well, it's not exactly clear all the details in the president's speech. He says he wants an exchange, and I think we do need more fluidity in the insurance markets. I think it is too hard for people to buy insurance. One idea that I've liked is the idea of being able to purchase insurance across state lines. Many states impose expensive mandates. There's something like over 2,000 mandates right now that are imposed on insurance companies in individual states, requiring them to cover certain conditions. Often they're lifestyle conditions like Viagra or hair loss drugs. So covering all those drugs makes it very expensive, and some states have fewer mandates. It'd be easier if you can purchase insurance according to whichever state worked best for you.
And in terms of the idea of the public option, obviously that's been bandied about. The Republicans seem almost unilaterally against that. Enough Democrats are skeptical that it's making passage of a public option very much in question. What's your sense of that? Would it be the killer of private competition that the critics suggest, or would it be an important competitor to the major healthcare insurance companies?
Yeah, it's a good question, and the first point to mention is that it's true Republicans are opposed, but the key point is that Democrats, many Democrats, are opposed enough to make it really impassable in the House and Senate right now, and it's pretty clear that they could not pass a public option, and they have the majority, so it's not Republicans that are stopping it; it is Democrats. On the issue of whether it would kill private insurance, I think whenever you have a government plan that comes into play, it inherently has unfair competitive advantages, and that would make it very hard for private insurance companies to continue to compete with this plan. It would have pricing advantages. It would get subsidies from the federal government. It could set and make the rules both on itself and on insurance companies. So I think it would have an unfair advantage, and I think it would hurt private insurance. If you look at it, Medicare right now covers seniors. There's very little private coverage for seniors because people know that they can get Medicare, so that really people have very few incentives to go create a private insurance plan for seniors.
We're talking with Tevi Troy, a former Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services for President George W. Bush. And Mr. Troy, obviously you spent some time in the Bush administration. There was a Republican Congress there. We're hearing some of the Republican ideas in contrast to the Democratic bill. What sort of reform ideas did the Bush administration pursue, and how many actually got approved?
Yeah, we had some excellent ideas in the Bush administration, and some I was proud to say did make it into law and into real effect. So I'll start with those. Medicare Modernization Act in 2003 reformed Medicare to provide prescription drug coverage for seniors. For 40 years, Medicare did not provide prescription drug coverage for seniors, which was crazy since prescription drugs are becoming an important, more important part of the daily regimen of care. So we now cover prescription drugs for seniors, and we did it in a competitive way, giving seniors choices of plans. I talked earlier about how there's very few plans to cover seniors in private insurance, but now there are drug plans that will cover seniors, and they do it through this government-sponsored exchange. So it does show that this kind of model can work. If you give seniors choices, they can make those choices. We also did a lot to increase transparency. So, for example, we created something called Hospital Compare, where you can go into a website, type in your zip code and whatever procedure you want, and you can compare all the hospitals in, let's say, a 15-mile radius and see which ones do better and worse at the procedure that you want. That kind of price transparency lets people pick the best options for them based on value, a combination of quality and cost, and that allows them to make smart decisions by consumers, bring down prices for everybody. In terms of things we wanted to get done that couldn't get done, President talked about medical malpractice reform. We promoted a medical malpractice bill that would have been would have done a great job to reduce the problem of out-of-control tort lawsuits. And it passed the House but was unable to make it through the Senate. We also had a reform that President Bush proposed that would have made it a lot easier to get insurance for individuals by creating a tax exclusion that would allow everybody to get tax breaks for purchasing health insurance, not just employers, as the system is right now.
Tevi, one of the things we heard in the wake of the speech was Senator Orrin Hatch saying, yes, Democrats are pretty much right when they say that there's agreement on about 80% of the bill, but he says the problem is that the other 20% is where all the money is. Do you sense that there's going to be a chance for common ground here, or are the Democrats going to just have to water it down enough so they can get their own folks behind this?
Look, I think there are things that we all agree on. I think, for example, this notion that you shouldn't have to charge people for pre-existing conditions, or prevent coverage for pre-existing conditions. I think everybody agrees on that, and that would be a reform that we could get done. President Obama said something about malpractice reform. The reform he suggested, I think, was a little too minor, just demonstration projects for alternative dispute resolution in the states. But I think everybody could agree on that, so I don't think that would be that hard to get done. So there are things that we can do to fix the problem. However, if what we've seen over the last few months is that the Democrats were taking a more expansive approach, and that is what knocked not just Republicans off board, but the Blue Dog Democrats off board. So if they can kind of trim their sails a little bit, come up with something that everybody can agree on, then I think we can solve a lot of the problem.
One of the other issues that the president brought up rather explicitly in the speech, and others have talked about it as well, and surprisingly there's been little fierce debate over this, is the mandate for everyone to have coverage whether they want it or not. Now, most people would probably argue that it's a good idea to have coverage, but the president was saying that young people are being irresponsible not only to themselves but to the society if they don't get a policy when they're young, and of course he wants an employer mandate as well. What was the Bush administration policy on that?
We didn't love mandates. We thought it was a state issue, and we encouraged states to do experimentation. You saw, for example, Massachusetts established a mandate. I don't think that the results of that have been perfect, to say the least. There's been increased waiting times, and it's harder to get insurance now because of the mandate. But I don't think you would have massive disagreement on a mandate itself. The question is, what's the enforcement mechanism? If you start fining people who can't afford insurance for not purchasing insurance, then they have the situation where they, A, can't afford insurance, and they still have to pay a fine on top of it. So at the end of the day, they don't have insurance, and they're worse off. So that's the kind of thing I'd be worried about, and the House bill would do that.
What do you suspect in our final seconds here, Tevi, is going to be the final version here? Will we get a bill, and what do you think it'll look like if we do?
I suspect you'll have something with individual mandate, employer mandate, more subsidies to help people purchase insurance. Doesn't really change the equation in terms of our unsustainable health costs, doesn't really reshape the system, but you'll see a lot of spending and some more people covered.
Well, we'll certainly see how it continues to play out. Now the goal line's been pushed back to about Thanksgiving. Tevi, thanks so much for your time.
All right, thanks for having me.
Tevi Troy served as Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services for President George W. Bush. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.